And now a conversation that may not be for all ears. We're going to go to Chicago, where thousands of documents detailing clergy sex abuse allegations were made public just a little while ago today as part of a legal settlement. Attorney Mark Perlman represents about 200 abuse victims in Chicago.
The story today is that these documents reveal that leadership did engage in the systemic cover-up of these matters.
They reveal that priests were moved from parish to parish, that they were sent off for treatment and then reassigned, that clerics' histories were hidden from the public. Victims spent 9 years pushing for the release of these documents. The AP is calling it the broadest look yet at how one archdiocese responded to the scandal. Father Tom Doyle is a canon lawyer who's testified as an expert witness on behalf of victims. He worked in the tribunal of the Chicago Archdiocese for 7 years. He joins us from his home in Virginia. And Father Doyle, obviously so important to the victims, to their backers, but it's almost become a cliche, you know, documents released revealing a cover-up and a scandal. What say you? Why do you see these as important?
Well, I believe they're important because they continue to report a situation that exists not just in Chicago, but throughout the Catholic Church. And, you know, maximum attention has to be given to the sexual abuse itself, but also to the criminal response of the ecclesiastical leadership. This response has caused tremendous harm and pain to the victims. And now in Chicago, we see 30, which is less than half of the documented cases that they have on record, 30 files released, which document or prove the legacy of mishandling and dishonesty by the ecclesiastical leadership in the archdiocese for decades, not just now.
Well, let's hear from one victim, Joe Iacono. He said he was abused by Father Thomas Kelly, whose name is on that list released today.
These files, what they mean to me is the truth, not what's coming from the archdiocese, even as early as last week when the vicar stood up and said there was no cover-up. Maybe we didn't know what to do, but there was no cover-up. When are they going to learn? There was a massive cover-up.
Father Doyle, who was a part of the cover-up?
I beg your pardon? Who was part of the cover-up? Yeah. The cover-up has to be attributed to the ecclesiastical leadership, to the archbishops, and to those who worked closely with them. There would have been no cover-up had the archbishops, from Cardinal George going back as to Cardinal Pody, as far as I know, had they said, we'll be completely open and honest, but they didn't. They engineered the cover-up.
Well,
they engineered the lying.
You mentioned Cardinal George, current cardinal. This does not include this list, and these documents that were released today don't include the case, for instance, of Father Daniel McCormick, who pled guilty in 2007 to abusing 5 children. He is not included in this list.
He is not included in this list, and ironically, when the cardinal sent a letter to his diocese on the 12th of January, he paid specific attention to the case of Dan McCormick, and in that letter, he told his people things that were simply not true about the McCormick case. The fact is that the review board of the archdiocese very clearly advised the archbishop, urged him not to place McCormick in pastoral ministry for the welfare and safety of children. This was in 2005, and Cardinal George, against their advice, placed McCormick in ministry, and 2 to 3 months later, McCormick was arrested for the second time, and that was the end of his career in Chicago. But the Cardinal claimed that he tried to dance around having gone against his review board's advice by saying, well, the investigation wasn't completed, it was confusing. None of this was true. And the review board sent him a letter complaining to him about the fact that his responses were not true.
Well, you talked about who was responsible for a cover-up. The documents don't include Vatican communiques. That was part of the deal the church struck with victims' lawyers. We know the Vatican is being questioned by a UN committee. We may someday see those files, what the Vatican said about these cases. But in the meantime, how angry, in about the minute we have, how angry does this make a priest like you, apparently working side by side at one point with one of the accused not knowing?
How angry does it make? I think, from my experience, it makes the good guys very, very angry because they're betrayed essentially by their archbishops. And these are the men whose first focus is the welfare of their people, the spiritual and emotional welfare of the people who they are trying to lead. And when this is violated by the men at the top, it leaves the priests in the trenches in a very vulnerable position. It's very embarrassing. It's very contrary to everything that's promised to the faithful and to the priests by the bishops and the archbishops.
You work with Robert Meyer, Bob Meyer, I believe, who was known as Satan, and you were told
that was one of the nicknames I heard given to him when I worked in the archdiocese.
But
I
no one ever told you it was because he was an abuser of minors.
No one ever told me that, and I never knew about the sexual abuse that he perpetrated until the late 80s.
Yeah. Father Tom Doyle, a canon lawyer who testifies as an expert on behalf of victims as documents are released in Chicago today. Father Doyle, thanks as always.
Thank you.
It's Here and Now.